If Augustine were alive today, our top theologians and academics would make him look like a mental midget. Compared to our leaders, Luther was a coward. Calvin, Edwards, Spurgeon, Lloyd-Jones. Who cares?
Let me hear you! Come in now!
Welcome to In the Bullpen with Mark Dewey. You're listening to the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Thank you for joining us.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
If you're unfamiliar with church history, you might be thinking to yourself, what is he talking about? If you are familiar with church history, you might be thinking, what is he talking about? Has the guy lost his mind? Well, a couple of things. First, I hope before this podcast is over to convince you that I haven't lost my mind, or at least not totally. And secondly, that I will show you where I'm going with this introduction and how it ties into baseball. Because that's another question anybody might have is, what does that have to do with baseball? Well, I hope to show that to you throughout this podcast. But first, some things that happened in this past week. Still a lot of uncertainty. We'll cover that in a moment. But two things are certain. Both are not good news if you're a baseball fan, from Little League to the big leagues. First of all, Little League Baseball has announced that all tournament play and the World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania has been canceled for the 2020 season. I'm not sure what's going to go on around the country. I know my 11-year-old son, who has signed up to play Little League and had a couple of practices before everything got shut down, there's still a hope to play in June and July and maybe even into August so that you can have a Little League season. But even if that takes place all over the country, there will be no tournament play and there will be no World Series this year in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And that, again, is news that any baseball fan doesn't want to hear. Another piece of news that is not going to excite anybody who's a baseball fan. The Hall of Fame has made an official announcement. The induction ceremony that was to take place in the end of July this year has been postponed and will take place in July 2021, Lord willing. So, this year's inductees, Derek Jeter, Larry Walker, Ted Simmons, and the late Marvin Miller, will be inducted next July, along with any members of the 2021 class. It's debatable whether there will be any members from 2021. Some say probably the one guy that's got the best chance is Curt Schilling, but regardless of the situation, if there are our inductees in 2021, They will join this year's inductees, and the ceremony will take place July next year. In my last podcast, I talked about the fact that there was a lot of news, a lot of rumblings, a lot of press reports about what was going on with minor league baseball, and the contraction plans. And I thought for certain in this past week we would have heard a final and an official report. We have not. While it seems imminent that there will be contraction, that there will be 42 cities that lose a team, it has not been officially announced yet. The other thing that hasn't been announced is whether there will be a minor league season. Now, I'm convinced that there won't be. I just don't think it's viable given what's going on. But the one conversation I've heard so far is that there could be what's called a developmental league. Who that would involve as it regards players, coaches, and all the like, I don't know. But the thought is you would have a certain number of players at the complexes in Arizona and Florida that would have some form of a minor league season. But minor league baseball, as we know it across the country, doesn't look like it's going to happen in 2020. Now, Major League Baseball has still many hurdles to overcome. They've announced a new plan, actually a couple of new plans this past week. The biggest issue that has to be overcome, regardless of everything else, is right now the owners and the players are at a bypass. They haven't reached an agreement on how much the players will get paid if there is a season and if there are no fans in the stands. That has to be taken care of before anything can happen. Now, one hurdle was cleared this past week. The owners and the umpires did agree as to what the umpires will get paid if there is a 2020 season. Major League Baseball still has not decided definitively when the draft will take place, though it does look like it will be June 10th. We do know that it'll be between 5 and 10 rounds, but there are, again, issues at stake, And there are some problems going on, some disagreements going on between the owners and the players. And so no official announcement about that yet. Two plans, and remember, even Rob Manfred, the commissioner, said these are plans or ideas more than plans, actually. Two ideas that have come out this week. The first one is to have three divisions of 10 teams each. Essentially, what it boils down to is the American and National League East, the AL and NL Central, the AL and NL West would have three 10-team leagues geographically located at the Major League ballparks and play their season only against those other nine teams. As I said, it is essentially the East, the Central, and the West combining between the AL and NL, but for reasons I can't figure out, the Braves are actually going to be in the Central, according to this idea, and the Pirates in the East. Later in the week, last week, the idea came out, still, let's go to the Major League ballparks, let's play the games in Major League stadiums, still it appears with no fans. But now what we'll do is we'll keep the AL and the NL, we'll keep the three divisions in each league, but the play is going to take place in stadiums that are geographically located near one another. Now, the one thing that's come out of both of these that appears to be good news is that in both situations, they say that the families could be in the town. Let's just say you're the New York Yankees. The families could be in the town of the Yankee players and staff during the season. That's good news. Now, I haven't gotten too carried away up till now, and I'm not going to now either, dissecting or giving my thoughts on these plans. I read an article in which Dennis Eckersley was interviewed, and he talked about being excited and all of that, but he doesn't want to get fake pumped. He says, there's going to be 10 more things come out. And I have a tendency to agree with him. I want to keep you up to date on what's being thrown out there as ideas or plans, but at the same time, we have to realize we're a long way from really locking in on anything. Now, if you're just joining the podcast, or even in the last couple of weeks, you may not understand something that is being done. It was explained early on. I think in my first podcast, I talked about the motto of the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, and it's printed right across the Memories and Dreams magazine that they put out, I think, quarterly. And it is preserving history, honoring excellence, and connecting generations. And so until we get baseball again, and until we can play clips of something that have happened now, we've been going back, sometimes way back, the last time only not even a year back, when the Washington Nationals won the World Series. But we've been going back to bring a highlight, to bring back good memories, with the idea of let's preserve history, let's honor excellence, because all of these clips are people or teams doing things of excellence, and let's connect generations. Obviously, the Washington Nationals World Series last year, there's not a lot to connect there. But when we go back much further, then the younger people might be introduced to something that they're unfamiliar with or might get to know more about it. Now, today, we're going to go back 29 years ago Friday, last Friday, that is, May 1st, when an amazing thing happened. Something that is definitely going to be a part of history, something that is definitely excellent, and I hope connects generations. May 1, 1991, the Texas Rangers against the best hitting team in Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays, and Nolan Ryan throws his seventh career no-hitter. The most beside Nolan Ryan is Sandy Koufax with four. He was 44 years old when he did it. He threw his sixth career no-hitter just a season before at 43 against another offensive powerhouse, the Oakland A's. He began his no-hit streak back in 1973 when he threw his first two, one in May and one in July. Then he had one again the next year in 1974, again the following year in 1975, before taking 6 years off and throwing number five in 1981. And then, of course, his final two in 1990 and 1991. Seven career no-hitters. That's an amazing feat. He also had 324 career wins, a career ERA of 3.19, over 5,700 strikeouts in his career. Second highest is 900, or almost 900 behind that, with Randy Johnson. In third place, over 1,000 behind Ryan, is Roger Clemens. He was a very deserved Hall of Fame inductee in 1991 and is one of the legends of baseball. I say all that, but I also have to acknowledge this, that though if Nolan Ryan were pitching today, maybe he would have had almost 10,000 strikeouts rather than almost 6,000 strikeouts, I would guess that if you were to take Nolan Ryan and put him in today's game, he might be average. You know, he might get a no-hitter or two. I mean, some non-Hall of Fame guys, a lot of non-Hall of Fame guys have thrown no-hitters. But he might be average. And I'm saying even that he would routinely get rocked by today's batters. Now, if you stuck with me through my introduction and decided to give me the benefit of the doubt and not draw the conclusion that I've completely lost my mind, at this point in time, you are probably saying, no longer, Mark, will I give you the benefit of the doubt. What in the world are you thinking? Well, remember, I knew where I was going with this. So all that I said in the intro, I didn't mean it. And all that I just said about what Nolan Ryan would be like if he were playing today, I didn't mean it. But I was using that to take us somewhere, to take us to somebody who said something that I put on par with that. Back in March, it was actually March 30th when the podcast came out, I was listening to a podcast. And I was doing other things, so I wasn't, you know, locked in on the podcast. And then something was said in the podcast, and I thought to myself, did I just hear that? Nah, there's no way I could have heard that. Well, I didn't even think about it until this past week. And I said, you know what, I'm going to go listen to that podcast again to see if I really heard what I thought I heard. And so I listened, and I did. And I thought, okay, I've got to talk about this on my podcast. And at first I thought, I'll just quote what this person said. And then I thought, you know what? This is so outrageous that if I quote it, even people who know me personally and know how much I hate lying would begin to doubt whether or not I truly hated lying. I don't think they would believe me. So here's the situation. In this podcast, Jeff Passan is interviewing Trevor Bauer. And throughout the interview, the interview goes a number of directions, but about halfway through, Trevor Bauer says this.
Think about the athletes that we have right now. Think about like how hard the pitchers are throwing, how nasty their stuff is, and how the hitters are, you know, the spikes and home runs and the ability to do damage and how fast the game is and on defense and all that. Like, if you put a player from the best player from 2000 in today's game, he's probably an average player. But as far as just the skill set, if you just transplanted today or whenever there's baseball, if you just took 2000 Barry Bonds and you put him in 2020, he gets absolutely chewed up.
All right. That's probably, I'm going to say, the fifth or sixth time I've heard that clip intentionally, other than the first time when I wasn't sure if that's what he said. And each time I got to remind myself, all right, just breathe, relax, calm down. And I have to remind myself also, you know, that in one of my earlier podcasts, I read a portion of an article that Trevor Bauer had written, and I thought it was very good. And in that, I talked about the fact that he's an intelligent guy. And then I hear him make that statement. So I start thinking to myself, okay, calm down, relax, let's think through some things here. You said he was intelligent. Give him the benefit of the doubt. Give him the benefit of the doubt that he's intelligent. As a matter of fact, the reason he said that is not because he actually believes it. It's because he wanted to stir the pot. He wanted to generate some controversy, maybe jack up his Twitter following. You know, I mean, there's nothing going on in baseball right now, no game, so maybe he's just throwing that out there to try to get guys like me all fired up. And so I try to do that, but every time I listen to it, it's like, should I give him the benefit of the doubt? I can't see his body language. I can't see if he's got a little twinkle in his eye because he's yanking our chain. But boy, he sounded serious to me. And so if he was indeed serious, he ought to be glad that Major League Baseball does not test for marijuana. Because that's an absurd statement. Now, somebody might say, well, you're debating over things, you know, it's just his opinion and your opinion obviously differs with that. Well, I'll say a couple things about that. First of all, sure, there are arguments that are opinion type arguments. Who is the best baseball player ever? Who is the best center fielder ever? Now, those are arguments that ultimately come down to opinion. But you don't have an opinion which says that a baseball player of the status of Barry Bonds would be average or get chewed up in today's game. That's not a viable opinion. And so if he meant what he said something outlandish. Remember when I had Dusty Baker on. Dusty Baker, who has been involved in Major League Baseball from 1968 until now. And I asked Dusty, I said, Bake, who are the top three players you have ever seen? And he said to me, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, and Barry Bonds. And remember, Bake managed Bryce Harper for 2 years in Washington. Bryce Harper, who is one of the best players in the game today with guys like Mike Trout and Christian Yelich. And yet Dusty Baker had Barry Bonds as one of the top three he has ever seen. Now, I will grant you that it could be true that if you were to take Barry Bonds and put him in today's game at 55 years of age, he might indeed be average. But to say to take Barry Bonds from 2000, Barry Bonds from the prime of his career, and say he would be maybe average and he would get chewed up is ludicrous. And just as an aside, he also mentioned about the velocity and how much harder guys are throwing these days. At some point in time, I think I'm going to have a podcast. I'm trying to avoid being too pitcher-centric or pitching-centric because that's my background, but I think I'm going to have a podcast which addresses that idea. To say, is that really what's going on? But that's beside the point. What we have here, if Trevor Bauer was serious, is a serious problem, in my opinion. When I first re-listened to this clip and decided that I would make it kind of the central focal point of this podcast, I thought I was going to name the podcast, Are You Old School, New School, or Smoking Something? But I decided not to do that. Instead, the name of this podcast is Where in the World is Vizzini. Well, the good news is, I found him.
Well, if there can be no arrangement, then we are at an impasse.
I'm afraid so. I can't compete with you physically, and you're no match for my brains.
You're that smart.
Let me put it this way. Have you ever heard of Plato, Aristotle, Socrates?
Yes.
Morons.
Really?
That is a great movie. And if you're familiar with that movie... Well, first of all, if you're not familiar with that movie, I should have queued up R.C. Sproul saying, what's wrong with you people? But if you are familiar with that movie, you know that Vizzini loses very shortly after he makes that arrogant statement, a battle of wits, and dies. He's out of the picture for the rest of the movie. His arrogance was the cause, or at least something that preceded his death. And yet, Vizzini is alive in the world today. If we look closely, we see Vizzini is all around us. And if we look with a bit more penetrating insight, we realize Vizzini is inside us. But that's a conversation for another day. So join us next time for In the Bullpen on the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Thank you for listening.